Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast. And thank you so much for downloading this and for spending these next few moments with me. And thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this. I appreciate all of that. We're going to talk about my old pal, Celine Dion. Yeah, Celine Dion. Because, yeah, I know it's not that long ago since we were being told that she was egregiously impacted by something called stiff person syndrome, which neurological damage, basically. But she's back. Yeah, she's all better now. So she had this, back in 2022, she told us how she had this rare neurological disease, which totally isn't in any way linked to her enthusiastic embrace of the COVID vaccines and her shilling for the COVID vaccines. No, it wasn't in any way linked to that. Let's get that clear. But anyway, she's made a bit of a return in a daring topless shoot. So if you go on to Vogue France magazine, there she is on the cover, 55, as the media calls it, looking sensational as she wowed in a racy shoot for the magazine whilst posing topless in an oversized white shirt and shorts. Yeah, wow. And there's another picture of her in a very strange costume, very strange. But anyway, she says, yeah, she had that. She's well now. She's taken one day at a time. But she undergoes, apparently, every day, athletic, physical, and vocal therapy. She has to live with it now and stop questioning herself, whatever that means. At the beginning, she said, I would ask, why me? How did this happen? How indeed did it happen, Celine? How did it happen? I can't imagine. What have I done? She says, is this my fault? Life doesn't give you any answers. You just have to live it. Well, no, actually, Celine. Life does give you answers. They're right there, right in front of you. Now, stiff person syndrome, I kid you not, that's what it's called, is a degenerative condition that causes muscles to tense and spasm uncontrollably. Ultimately, it leaves sufferers resembling human statues as it progressively locks the body, leaving people unable to walk or talk. So it's a horrible condition. Like, let's just be clear, you wouldn't wish this on anyone. Unfortunately, it is a noted side effect of, yes, the COVID vaccines. Celine seems to have maybe overlooked that bit, but we also know that there's no cure for stiff person syndrome. So it's all about, whatever kind of therapy they can give, physical therapy, to alleviate the problems. But I mean, it does suggest that, you know, it's a one-way destination you've got when you've got this, because the neurological damage is done. I don't see how you recover from that position, if you follow me. You know, I don't think it goes away. And yet, having said all that, when she appeared in February at the Grammy Awards, she looked fine. Well, she looked reasonably fine following several years when she couldn't be seen. And now, as I say, she's done this photo shoot. Obviously, photo shoots are a bit deceptive. It may not exactly be as it appears. There's a lot of touching up done, a lot of fakery done with the camera. Hello, Kate Middleton. All of that can go on, you know. So I'm not sure we can take every photo shot as exactly the state of the world as it is. She was asked, when will you be back on stage? And she said, well, as things stand, I can't stand here and say to you in 4 months. She says, I don't know, my body will tell me. So that's what she said. So I find it remarkable that some of these individuals who appear to have been at the receiving end of vax damage are somehow able to make some sort of recoveries. It's very unusual. But then again, we don't, you know, the actual damage that they get from the vaccine, we don't even fully understand how that works, how long that lasts for, the severity of it, and so on and so forth. But the syndrome she's got, this is the point, the syndrome that she's got is, there's no cure for it. You don't get better. It's like myocarditis. You know, you don't come back from myocarditis because you've got the heart damage. You've always got it for the rest of your life. Be you 15 or be you 50. Same thing. And the same with this syndrome that she's got. So it is strange. But on the other hand, you know, I wouldn't want to any. It would be my worst nightmare to have a condition that increasingly makes me rigid and fundamentally unable to do anything, to talk, to move, to walk, anything. And yet that's exactly what the syndrome she's got is. But at the Oscars, she seemed to be moving well, seemed to be reasonably fluid. And so I don't know. I mean, the thing is with these Hollywood celebs, of which she is undoubtedly one, you never know what goes on in the background. You never know what kind of things are happening. You can't be sure of exactly how some of these miracle cures happen, or the price exacted for these miracle cures, be it monetary or in other ways. We need to see that. But anyway, Celine Dion, you know, it shows that, you know, whilst her voice may not be able to go on, her heart still does. Thanks for listening.